Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network, talking with David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us for our monthly Agricultural History Update. Dr. Vail, talk a little bit about the importance of the Agricultural Extension Offices.
The Agricultural Extension Office was conceived in the Land-Grant Act that Abraham Lincoln passed during the Civil War, but the main purpose of it, at least in its inception, was to build relationships between rural communities and building on practical knowledge and scientific expertise in an agricultural context. And so much of the education of places like University of Nebraska-Lincoln or Kansas State University or Colorado State University became sort of emphasizing agricultural science for the common American.
Dr. Vail, what exactly is a demonstration train and why are they important?
Some of my exciting research that I've been conducting recently has to do with these demonstration trains, which sort of embodies this idea of agricultural extension, both in terms of the public good, sort of public knowledge for the public good, but also how private industry could support that and benefit from that at the same time. And so all of those things came together with demonstration trains, which essentially railroads worked with land-grant universities and extension personnel to have a mobile science laboratory units across the Great Plains and further into the American West. This also happened in the southern United States. But essentially allowed farmers to come to these trains to experience the newest techniques in farming or chemical application, those sorts of things. But also it allowed agricultural extension personnel to hear from farmers themselves about what they were doing in their own field. So sort of, again, bringing ideas of practical knowledge and scientific expertise together on a train. They also had fun specials like for harvest specials or in October or other sort of more celebratory demonstration trains, and that would meet up with agricultural fairs in the summer or in the fall.
Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network, talking with Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us for our monthly Agricultural History Update. Dr. Vail, talk a little bit about the importance of the educational outreach phenomenon within the agricultural profession.
I think that one of the hallmarks of agricultural history, especially when we look at the Great Plains and Nebraska in particular, is this relationship between agricultural extension and outreach with land-grant universities to rural communities throughout the Great Plains, especially when it sort of was founded in the early 1900s and shaped a lot of how these relationships would emerge over time throughout the 20th century. But the hallmark of it is this idea that practical knowledge is equally important as scientific expertise, and together having that representation, farmers, extension specialists, students of agriculture could learn together in a way that they couldn't learn apart.
Dr. Vail, the last word is yours. You mentioned earlier about harvest and October. Obviously, October is prime time for harvest, but what else do we need to know about this month in agricultural history?
This month in agricultural history, we're going to look at October 20th, 1933, at the heart of the Great Depression and also effects from the Dust Bowl. An Iowan named Milo Reno came and organized a National Farmers Holiday Association to prevent trade and commodity exchange and farming until the federal government resolved and heard the farmers' plight. And so Milo Reno had done some of these earlier movements a year before, where they met in Omaha, Nebraska, and decided to discuss if they would allow the federal government to come and present their case. But Reno, in October 20th, 1933, thought that it wasn't enough, and so he activated these associations to make sure the federal government would help the farmers in the Great Plains.
That was Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor for Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us for our monthly Agricultural History Update. With the Rural Radio Network, this is Brandon Bennett's.